Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at fast food, physical activity, and adiposity in midlife. And finally, a story about multi-site peripheral joint pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 619, recorded January 12th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Obesity is strongly linked to a range of chronic diseases, including type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, and contributes substantially to excess morbidity, mortality, and rising healthcare costs globally. The authors of a recent study published in the journal The Lancet reexamined whether neighborhood exposure to fast food outlets and physical activity facilities were associated with adiposity in the United Kingdom in adults. The authors examined whether density of physical activity facilities and proximity to fast food outlets were associated with waist circumference, body mass index, BMI, and body fat percentage. The authors used multi-level linear regression models adjusted for potential confounders and conducted several sensitivity analyses. This study shows strong associations between high densities of physical activity facilities and lower adiposity for adults in midlife. The authors observed weaker associations for access to fast food, but these were likely to be underestimated owing to limitations of the food environment measure. Policymakers should consider interventions aimed at tackling the obesogenic built environment. Surf to our show notes for links. Research into musculoskeletal conditions often focuses on pain at single sites, such as the knee. Yet several studies have previously reported the high prevalence of multiple sites of musculoskeletal pain. The most common form of musculoskeletal conditions is arthritis, with osteoarthritis the most common cause of joint pain in adults 45 years and over. However, there is limited recognition of the prevalence of multi-site peripheral joint pain in those either living with or at risk of osteoarthritis. Therefore, a recent study published in the journal BMC Musculoskeletal Disorders set out to estimate the prevalence of multi-site peripheral joint pain in adults 45 years and older and its impact on several dimensions of health. The study concluded that multi-site peripheral joint pain is prevalent in the population in adults 45 years and over and has a significant impact, negative impact, on several dimensions of health. Healthcare professionals should consider joint pain beyond the index site in order to address holistic management. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. The best leaders have a high consideration factor. They really care about their people. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.